It's a kind of flesh. You call it a kind of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't know. Have you heard of proud flesh?
Proud?
Yeah.
No. Okay. That's new to me.
Now, if you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well,
it's a brown liquid that stings.
Mm-hmm. I put iodine.
Mm-hmm. And this is used to it's given sometimes for malaria. This kind of medicine is a different kind.
Sulfur.
Well, it's a pill that you take for fever.
Aspirin?
It's something stronger. You know, it's a medicine you take for a fever.
When I?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
He died.
Mm-hmm. Any crude humorous sayings about a person
kick the bucket.
Yeah. I don't know what he died. They laid him away in the
tomb.
Well, this is
in the cemetery.
Yes. And if it's small and out in the country, would you call it the same thing?
Well,
just a little small.
In the churchyard?
Yes.
Uh-huh. A family plot?
Yes. Uh-huh. Any other names? I know you just named.
Yeah. Well, a burying yard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Burying ground.
Okay.
Graveyard. That's mm-hmm. real common.
The box that people are buried in. Not the vault. It's just the
casket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was an important man, and everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Mm-hmm. And if people are dressed in black, you say they are
in mourning.
Yeah. If somebody meets you on the street and say, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling just about average, you say, "Oh, I'm
feeling pretty good."
Yeah. If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come out all right. Don't
worry."
Mm-hmm. The disease of the joints is called, a lot of old people get this and then they ache and, mm-hmm. and this is what?
Old people used to say neuralgia.
Mm-hmm. But what would you say?
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. Mm-hmm.
It's tonsillitis.
It's a disease of the throat that children used to have. It's hardly ever heard of now.
Diphtheria?
Yes. A disease that makes you yellow.
That's the yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. If he should eat something that doesn't or that didn't agree with him, if it won't stay down, you say he had to
vomit.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's pretty bad, if it's real bad, then you might say he was leaning over the fence and you wouldn't use another name for it if it was
heathen.
Worse.
Mm-hmm.
And what's another word you use for?
I used to hear spew and I used to hear throw up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, which is a crude term?
Throw up.